The world's oldest Christian community says it's feeling the pressure like never before. Ramallah's Orthodox Church was packed for Christmas Day Mass, even though Christians make up just 1% of the population of the occupied West Bank, down from 11% at the end of the Ottoman era in 1922. And now, with the most far-right Israeli government there's ever been, few here see that trend reversing.
The plans of these extreme parties and what they believe in are based on expelling the other from holy places in Jerusalem and all of Palestine. That is unrealistic because we Palestinians have a long history here. We are very rooted in this land.
Israel's occupation, the stranglehold it has on the economy and the security situation are what drives most Palestinians to leave.
Church leaders here have warned that Christians have become the target of frequent and sustained attacks by fringe radical groups in Jerusalem and the Holy Land. It's a reminder that Palestinian Christians say they suffer as much under Israel's occupation as Muslims do, and that this conflict is much more about land than it is about religion.
Settlers occupied this privately held church land in Jerusalem with police protection 2 weeks ago. They say they're carrying out archaeological digs. The church says it's not granted permission. More than 30 Christian graves were desecrated earlier this week. Israel's foreign ministry says the vandalism was an immoral act that is an affront to religion. Two teenagers have been arrested.
We are exposed to Israeli aggression and settlers' aggression daily. They damage cars on roads, destroy places. We are used to that. It's not new, but it's increasing with the new administration.
The message of Christmas is that one day this land will return to the Palestinians who have the right to it, and that right will never be lost.
The whole world, the West and the Arab world, can see what is happening here. We hear their words, but we do not see their actions.
Palestinian Christians are often called the living stones of Christianity because they can trace their history to the birth of the church 2,000 years ago. And in a speech to mark Orthodox Christmas, President Mahmoud Abbas said our people will continue to stand firm on our land, the land of our ancestors. Bernard Smith, Al Jazeera, Ramallah in the occupied West Bank.